Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 95 of Ask Pat. We have a great question to answer today about app development. And speaking of app development, I just came out with a brand new iPhone application that'll help you in terms of making it much easier to consume the Ask Pat podcast, my other podcast, and my blog content all in one spot in a very gorgeous, just incredibly built iPhone app that is 100% free. So you could check it out at askpat.com/app. And you can even listen to this episode right now on that iPhone application. An Android version will be available very soon. But again, check it out right now. It's going to help you just consume the content much better, faster, and easier. Or askpat.com/app. Thank you so much. Now let's get to today's question from Maz about app development.
Hi, Pat. My name is Maz, and I'm 20 years old, and I live in Toronto, Canada. I have a question about app development. I have an idea for an application. I would like to know how I can go about on developing the application for all mobile operating systems. Also, how I can confirm if the application hasn't been developed. I'm pretty sure it's not developed, but how can I confirm that? Lastly, if I hire a developer, how can I confirm the credentials and confirm they know what they're doing? Thanks a lot and keep up the great work.
Hey, Maz, what's up? Thank you so much for your question. I haven't talked about app development as much as I would like to, so I really appreciate your question. It's something that I was more into back in 2009 and 2010, and a lot of you might not know this, but I actually have my own iPhone application company. Actually, I co-founded this company called Lowler Apps, or Laugh Out Louder Apps, with a buddy of mine, a high school friend, and we have about 20-plus apps that are live in iTunes right now, and some of them are making money, some of them aren't. But it's been a really fun and interesting experience. I feel like the app store right now is a very difficult market to get in. There are still success stories being created every day, but we don't hear about a lot of people who are creating apps that aren't doing so well. But of course, any app idea could do really well if a lot of things are aligned, and I'm going to help you try to figure out how to get your app developed. Marketing it is a whole nother episode, and I talked a little bit about iPhone development and marketing in Smart Passive Income podcast session number 14. So if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/session14, you'll hear about 45 minutes or an hour long discussion about iPhone app development and that whole process. But I'm going to answer these questions for you really quickly here, Maz, because these are great questions and I want to help you get your idea off the ground. So the first question was, okay, how do you develop your application? You know, but before we get to how do you find out if it's done already? Well, how do you develop it, since that's what you first asked? And, you know, to be honest, I haven't developed any of my own. I've always outsourced that to other people who are experts at building iOS applications and Android applications. And the way you find them is you go to places where they post their descriptions about what they do. And a lot of people on sites like Elance or Odesk are there, and they want to help you build your application. Now, you might be asking, well, I don't want to share my ideas with these guys because they might take these and run off on their own. You know, my idea is so good, I don't want to share it. Well, the thing is, you'll have to make sure you find a reputable developer, which goes along with your last question about how do you make sure the developer knows what they're doing. Well, I'm going to answer that first because it just makes sense in terms of hiring in the timeline here. It's what's nice about sites like Elance and Odesk, and there are other sites out there like those, but you can do a number of things like check on their portfolio. You can see a lot of their existing applications. You can see feedback from previous clients. You can actually reach out to other clients that they've worked with to see what that experience is like working with that potential developer that you're going to be working with. You can actually message and have a conversation with those developers to just see what communication is like, which is, of course, a very important aspect of outsourcing and being able to talk to each other along the development process. And of course, one metric I like to use is how many repeat clients do they have? That's probably the biggest thing for me. How many people have rehired them for another app? That means, of course, that that experience they had the first time was good enough that they wanted to hire that person again. And so check out sites like Elance or Odesk. If you go to askpat.com/Elance or askpat.com/Odesk, those are my referral links for those companies, which will help you find developers. And again, just make sure that you don't jump the gun like I did when I first started out with my company. My buddy and I, we got really excited and we just wanted to hire the cheapest and sort of the first developer that said they were interested in working with us. And I did that. And we ended up spending a lot more money and maybe 3 extra months working on an application that wasn't even built to our liking because we just hired somebody that we shouldn't have. So give people time. When you post your jobs on those sites, give developers time to share their experiences, look through their portfolios, and communicate with them so that you can make sure you hire the right person. That's how you know they know what they're doing, by looking at their previous stuff. Now, you may get some people who claim that they are brand new to Elance or Odesk who might have the experience, and you know, you're taking a risk if you work with those people. You really want to make sure they know what they're doing, and there's no better way to know how than to see what they've done already and see how many previous clients they've worked with and how their experience was. Now, in terms of getting your idea developed and along the same lines as working with somebody else, you really want to make sure you have your idea completely flushed out. This was another mistake I made when I first started. You want to wireframe the entire application that you want. And what this does is a couple things. One, it makes sure that you actually know what you want, because a lot of times we have this idea like, oh, I want an app that does this. And then you send that to a developer. They might be like, okay. And then they create it. And it's like not anything that you had imagined. So you want to take what's in your head and this idea that you have, that's a seed, and actually draw it out on paper. Actually draw rectangles that look like the screen of an iPhone or an Android phone, and you know, discover how does it work? What does it look like? I mean, you don't have to be an artist, but just this button goes to this and this goes to this. And if you click on this, these buttons appear or this happens. It's really, really important to do that. It's going to take a little bit of time, but it's going to help you save a ton of time, because there's going to be no confusion when you give that to your developer that you hire. Here's what it looks like. Here's how it works. No confusion. That was a big mistake that my buddy and I made. We were like, hey, we want an app that does this. It'll have these stages and these levels. Do it. And when we got it back, it was just nothing like we had imagined. And we didn't even know exactly how everything worked because we didn't flush out the idea. Again, we just kind of jumped the gun. So don't jump the gun. Do your research in terms of hiring the right person, but also, what does that app idea really look like? How is it going to work exactly when someone opens that application? How are they going to run through it? Now, the last thing is, how do you make sure that that app idea hasn't been created already? Now, you want to look on, obviously, iTunes to see if that app is done, and you can type in keywords related to what it is that that app does to see if there's anything like it out there. You can also use Google, which is going to help you find those things as well, and that's probably the one of the only things you could do. There are, of course, people out there who might be able to do that research for you, and it might be worth hiring a VA, somebody from the Philippines perhaps, or somebody who you know that can spend a little bit of time to do research alongside you, because they're going to be doing it in a different way and might stumble upon something that's similar that you might not stumble upon yourself. And again, it's worth doing that. But I will say, just because someone else has done an app, if you do find one that's similar, doesn't mean that you can't do it also. There are a lot of apps that do the same things out there. And as long as you bring your own style, and as long as you bring something different, you know, take it to the next level. And that's actually the advantage that you have coming in late to the app market, is you can see what exists. And if you choose an application, or if you have an idea that already exists and people have already addressed that or provided solutions for that problem you're trying to solve, you can do it better. You can see exactly what's being offered to that target audience and where the holes are, where the gaps are, and fill in those gaps with your app. And make sure that those are things that you highlight in the app description or when people run through it, that that's completely obvious so that it does stand out and it does not look like a copycat, but something that is just an enhancement of what already exists. So, Moz, I hope that helps you out. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way over in Canada. I'd love to see a picture of it once you get a hold of it. And for those of you out there, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And of course, as a reminder to help make your life easier for consuming Ask Pat content and all Smart Passive Income content, head on over to smartpassiveincome.com/app and download the new iPhone app. It's going to help make your life easier. And, you know, reviews for that are completely appreciated. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.